From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers are back home after wrapping up this year's legislative session on Tuesday. With some of the big-ticket items, such as the budgets, already done, it was perhaps more of a glide to the end as opposed to a rush. Still, a few things happened on that final day, and we'll review them with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for being here once again.
Hey, thank you.
Well, we've talked about this before, but lawmakers were considering a bill that would exempt overtime pay from state income taxes. It did pass, but not before some changes. What happened here?
Yeah, so they passed it. This has been an issue all session. If you work overtime, they wanted to take away the 5% state income tax on those wages, which is a huge deal. But the way the legislature actually passed it, they capped it at $25 million. And it was kind of confusing. It was a way to save money, basically, in the Education Trust Fund. They passed it that way. It went to the governor. The governor sent back an executive amendment. I mean, technically, that's a veto, to amend it to say, no, we're going to take away that cap. But what she did say is, we'll just put a sunset on it for July of 2025. What that does is allow the state to see, okay, how much money does this cost the education budget, and how do we need to plan in the future? So it's kind of like a pilot tax cut, but it's a huge deal. I'm pretty sure it was unanimous when it passed out of both chambers.
Well, Alabama has arguably the weakest public records law in the country. A bill to strengthen that law died on the last day. Why did this come up short?
That's a great question, Andrew. I mean, it comes up short every year. What this would have done, basically, it would have required state and local government agencies to respond more promptly to requests. And that's the thing. Anybody that's in the media or anybody that's ever tried to get a public record, they're supposed to respond to your request in reasonable time, but there's no teeth in the law that makes them. This was supposed to do that. And apparently what slowed this bill down and killed it in the end was higher education. Some of our colleges and universities had some problems with responding to public records requests. And when you get to the end of session, it's really easy just to run the clock out. And I think that's what happened on this bill.
Well, one other bill died. This one was fairly controversial. It would have made it a crime to help a non-family member fill out an absentee ballot. It made it through the House on Republican support. The Senate didn't take it up on Tuesday. What was behind that?
Yeah, this is one of those sort of national issues. I don't think anybody has documented cases of vote harvesting, ballot harvesting in Alabama, but it's one of those sort of Republican buzz issues nationally. When it comes to the Senate, you've got to remember the rules allow them to filibuster and really slow things down if they want to. What you see in the Senate is the minority, the Democrats, working with their majority counterparts to make legislation better, right? To make it more palatable to the minority. I talked with Senator Bobby Singleton. He's the minority leader. He told me this was not able to be made more palatable. This is not a bill that they could make better. It just needed to die. I think in order to sort of preserve the peace on the final day, they just didn't put it on the agenda.
Well, lawmakers revived a tradition that had fallen away for a few years. That's the Shroud Award, which is given to what's considered the deadest bill of the session. What won this year?
Yeah, it's been a few years since they've done this, and it's kind of a fun tradition in the House of Representatives. The very last day, they kind of blow off some steam, basically making fun of one of their own. This year, it was State Representative Chris Pringle from Mobile. And he had a bill essentially changing the election dates. And the bill doesn't really matter. It's more about poking fun at somebody. And it was fun. And I will say, that's an important point. We watch Congress and all the bickering and all the just rank partisanship that happens up there. In the legislature, in Montgomery, it's really not that way. 90% of the time, they're working together. And that's something I think people should remember. And something that's good, and we need to kind of keep going.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for your reporting today and throughout all this legislative session.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.